Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. What is up, everybody? Welcome and thank you for joining us here on 97.9 The Hill, No Point. You're listening to Howdy Hillsboro, rated the number one talk show in all of North Carolina, according to Dark Yonder Magazine. My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime author and bartender, joined as always by my lovely co-host, massage therapist and co-bartender, Alexis Bravos. Sup, Alexis?
What's up, Eric? How you doing this morning?
I can't complain about nothing.
Well, I feel like I basically just spent the entire night at Yonder. Now we're across the street and I need a coffee. So I'm going to go do that. But there's somebody playing music over there.
A busker.
A busker?
Hey, I know that, dude. That's Josh Brinkman, saxophonist for several different... Josh, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
You play saxophone for like how many bands now?
Well, I play with three and then many different other bands, so I can't even count them, to be honest.
So I guess technically that makes you the horniest guy in the whole triangle.
Actually, Eric, technically the saxophone is a woodwind instrument.
Oh. Well, that's cool. Do you want cool story, bro. I guess like anyway. So anyway, we're here with Josh. Quick question, if you don't mind, do you ever see me coming up on stage and like trying to steal your thunder? Like,
actually, often.
Okay. All right, you know, I don't really know what you know. AJ, cut this. Like, no, we're done. Yeah,
Eric.
No, just chill. Like, I don't come up on his stage and like, you know, I was telling a joke. I was just making it. You know what? Forget this. Forget all.
Hey, wait, come back.
Alexis, what the heck was that?
Victoria.
I just saw Eric storm off.
Yeah, we're in the middle of recording our show, or we just started our show with Josh here. Do you know Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Josh, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Dude, I'm so glad that you came up on us. He just totally freaked out over nothing, as usual.
Ugh.
Do you want to hang out with us for a little bit?
I would love to. It looks like you guys are having a really nice time.
Thank you so much. I did not want to be alone with Josh. Just kidding. You seem nice.
I have to say I'm unfazed by the Eric freak out. I'm just so used to it.
Yeah, you seem so calm.
Yeah.
So Josh, you are a musician, a prolific musician, and you also play the clarinet, which Eric failed to mention. And you're an amazing clarinet player, in my opinion.
And the tin whistle and the barun.
And what was the last thing?
The barun. It's an Irish hand drum.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You are in a band with your wife, right? An Irish.
Yeah. Band. It's called Bog Turtle.
Yeah.
And we're actually playing, we're recording, we're playing at night, but we play often at Doherty's Irish Pub down in Apex and Cary. And we're also playing at Steel String Brewery for a Renaissance Festival. We do some Renaissance fires and dress up and play Irish music.
That is very cool. How does that work, playing with your spouse in a band? Do you ever fight with each other on stage?
Not really. It's actually avoids the fights because it gives us something else to do.
So
my dad's in that band too. It's actually a family band.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So you play all over the triangle with your various bands. And I know I've seen on social media that you play with a burlesque show. How did that come about?
That came about, I guess my friend Andrew Stark called me for that gig. And I'm actually doing that in December. We're playing a burlesque show at Watson Ward on December 21st. And he called me because sax goes really well with burlesque shows. a lot of the burlesque kind of songbook has a lot of kind of dirty sax in it, and it's a good gig for a jazz musician because you kind of have to be able to improvise and play and respond to the performer. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the song goes on for a while, depending what the performer wants. So you have to kind of have musicians that have the chops to to kind of work on the fly at the moment, but also make it, you know, kind of really match the performance. So we've done, we do everything in that band from kind of the typical burlesque stuff to kind of 1920s jazz. Sometimes we do like a 1920s party and everybody dresses up like the 20s and does a burlesque show. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So coming up at Yonder this week, one of your bands is playing the fabulous Nightlife Boogie. How did y'all come together and how would you describe that band?
Yeah, that band that's playing at Yonder on the 18th, it's a really fun band. I would describe it as jump blues and with some swing and early rock and roll. So think kind of Louis Prima, Louis Jordan, really fun music that has a really strong beat and has a lot of you know, fun element. It's kind of like that swing music between or early rock and roll or R&B when right after World War II, between like World War II and the early 50s, when everything was kind of rock and jazz and swing and art and rhythm, what they called rhythm and blues at the time, was all kind of melded together. And that band I met going to a jam at the Blue Note, a blues jam at the Blue Note. I just met some of those guys and it was kind of right up my alley because I come out of a jazz background. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of saxophone in that music and a lot of really great sax players like Louis Jordan and Sam Butera and Lee Allen and all of these kind of that growly 50s dirty saxophone sound that that a lot of sax players actually can't do. So it's fun to kind of try to recreate that sound on the saxophone. As opposed to like a ballad or like a Coltrane cleaner sound. It's a really unique, recognizable tone and sound. So and that band actually was formed, the bass player is actually Ian Finlay's from England, and that stuff's really big over there. And he moved here and with Lenny Terenzi on guitar kind of started that band, and we've been rolling ever since. We went to Memphis and recorded an album at Sun Studios and play all over town. So yeah, come on out. It's swinging. It's really fun music. So and we get really good crowds for that, and so come on out.
But can you dance to it?
Yeah, we get a lot of swing dance. We play a lot of swing dances. Like we're playing the Piedmont Swing Society swing dance in when is that gig? It's December 9th in Winston-Salem. And so we do a lot of those. We do a lot of swing dances and swing dancers come out to our shows a lot. So that makes the gig even more fun because it's really music written for dancing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Who were your favorite musicians growing up?
Well, I mean, I'm really influenced by kind of the Blue Note era of jazz, kind of the bebop and hard bop stuff, and also the swing musicians. So you mentioned the clarinet. I mean, when I was growing up, everybody else was kind of, you know, listening to rap and hip hop and pop music, and I was listening to Benny Goodman and that stuff. And I'm really influenced by Dexter Gordon and John Coltrane and Stan Getz. I really like listening to players that have a really nice sound and really nice tone. And that's one of the great things about saxophone is that it has so many different, it has such a broad array of sounds that you can get out of it, and it's very personal. So I really like listening to players that have really personal sounds, you know, Cannonball Adderley, Charlie Parker, Sonny Rollins, that era of music. But Dexter Gordon's really kind of my favorite saxophone player to listen to.
All right. Well, speaking of sounds and getting personal, y'all are about to hear all of us answer some of your advice. So stick around for a word from our only remaining sponsor. Hang tight. We'll be back.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carborough Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. Stone cold yesterday. and Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
My name is Hubert Davis, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Howdy, Hillsboro. This is Victoria Pace coming at you from 97.9 No Point The Hill. I took my microphone and took a walk down the street to see if I could find Eric, because I love these people and I love this show, and I think if we can smooth things over, that'd be real nice. So, Eric, do you have anything that you would like to say to Alexis and Josh?
Well, yes, actually, it's a new segment here where I'm going to give the traffic report down here on Churton. That's right, I'm standing out here on Churton, and the stoplight is red at Churton and King, which means there's a backup all the way down to Weaver Street. You're going to need to add 90 seconds to your drive time. So back to Alexis and Victoria, who are interviewing the woodwindiest musician in all the Triangle. Have fun, y'all.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric, for that. I think we made a lot of good progress there.
You think? Because he's still not here. So.
He's stuck in traffic.
Okay, baby.
We'll see him in 90 seconds.
Baby steps. The optimal word being baby. Josh, are you ready to help us answer some advice?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main advice is not to take life advice from a saxophone player, but I'll try.
No, I can't wait.
Or Eric over here. I mean, that's obvious.
If y'all have advice questions of your own, you can come into Yonder Bar in lovely downtown Hillsboro and put them into the pickle jar that's on the bar. You can just stick them right in there, shove them in. It'll fit. Or if you don't want to do that, you can enter them on our online portal at chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro. And that is anonymous. All right, let's get started. Dear Alexis, I'm having a hard time managing stress associated with current world events, in addition to a very busy life. What are some ways that I can manage stress without alcohol? Well, I try to maintain a steady diet of Xanax and weed, and that seems to help until I can get to the alcohol at night when the sun goes down. I'm kidding. That's
thought was no alcohol. Have you ever tried weed?
Yeah, we're only partially kidding. We're halfway serious. But yeah, I think in all seriousness, exercise is one way that I try to manage stress, like walking, especially right now because it's so beautiful out. Josh, do you feel stressed by current world events?
And I how do. Do you handle Who it? Doesn't?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, exercise. I exercise. Pets are great. A dog.
Like
take some stress out.
Yeah.
You know, just pets reduce your stress level. I was good until you said that last part about no alcohol. I'm struggling. music. I mean, that's one of the reasons I play so much. It really does relieve stress. I mean, so like a hobby where you can concentrate on one thing and like kind of, you know, when I'm playing, I kind of block out the rest of the world. And it's kind of like a meditation thing. I don't meditate. A lot of people do meditate. That's another one. But that's kind of what I do while I play. You know, it's kind of like you get this like meditative state where you're just playing music. And it's I've always feel better after I do it. So hobbies like that where you can master something and block out the rest of the world are always good.
Well, and just with the state of the world, I guess on a more serious note, I think a lot of the stress can sometimes come with a feeling of helplessness. So finding a way to give back, it doesn't even have to necessarily be related to the issue at hand. But if the news is upsetting you and you go and donate food to your local soup kitchen, that might make you feel a little bit better to just be doing a bit of good.
I think that's an excellent point. Like feeling like you're contributing somehow to like a solution for something, even if it's like a literal drop in the bucket, you know, like donating to a charity or something like that. But Josh, you talked about hobbies and you play a ton. You're very prolific, but you also have a real job, like a normal person job. What do you do when you're not playing music?
I teach Well, right now I'm teaching engineering cultures at Virginia Tech. It's history of technology and what's called science and technology studies. And I also teach U.S. history and business history at Elon. So, and I just finished a book that I'm trying to publish, which is adding to my stress at the moment. But that's coming out actually this year. It's coming out in December. So I'm right on the cusp of that. I'm in the middle of that.
Oh, congratulations. Big accomplishment.
Thanks.
That's awesome. What is the book about?
It's about the history of agriculture, history of American. It's the title of the book is American Farming Culture and the History of Technology. So it's my field is science and technology studies. So it's basically the history of how farmers in America have formed and reinforced their identities through the technologies that they use. So I go all the way back to German farmers in the 1700s and go all the way through the 1920s and the Cold War and the recent period of globalization and show how, you know, this idea of that technology, most people, they talk about technology, it's just economic reasons that people use it, but I'm making the point, I'm using farmers to show that no, we actually use material objects, technology, to form identity, to form our sense of self. And I do that, you know, with music, with my saxophone. It's like, you know, I certainly don't do it for economic reasons. So I'm using farmers to make that broader point about technology.
And is there an epilogue about how robots are going to do all of the farm work?
I have a section about self-driving tractors, if that's a robot.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah. There's a self-driving tractor prototype.
All right. Here's some advice, farmers. Don't use a self. It's going to run you over. That's how that's going to end. All right. Let's do one more question. And this is kind of related to the first one. Dear Alexis, how can I be more creative in everyday life? I think we kind of sort of answered that one already.
More creative?
More creative. Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm not sure what they mean by that, but I was actually just thinking about that this morning because I used to be an artist. Or I thought I was anyway, and I haven't made anything in a very long time. And I was like, man, I should do something, like do a project. I just don't have time. How can I do something that's just small? Like something I can do every day. Like maybe just like a little drawing or
Love cross stitch. Like tiny, you get a tiny little 3-inch by 3-inch thing. You got your needle and your thread. I'll do it while I'm watching TV or a little like, you know, a couple stitches here and there. It's easy. It's cheap compared to needlepoint. Needlepoint, the patterns are like $180 for the painted stuff. You can set yourself up cross stitching for $10.
Amazing.
Or, you know, get a little set of watercolors and just put something to page. But just doing it, I think, you know, I mean, we've got a creative in the room. I think making the time and doing a little bit, not
embrace being bad at things. You know, a lot of when I first started clarinet, I was terrible. I was horrible at it. And I started playing it like 10 years ago, and I just started playing it out 2 or 3 years ago because I was so bad at it for so long. But, you know, you are learning while you're bad. It's people quit so easily. And they get frustrated, but that's kind of a sign that you are being creative, that you're doing something new. I mean, creativity is new. It's not something you master right away. So
that's true. I'm about to quit this segment because I'm not good at it. So
I'm not either.
When we come back, y'all, we're going to talk about what's happening at Yonder Bar this week. And if we have time, we'll answer some more advice questions. See y'all in a minute.
Come on, baby, let's bim, bim.
I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Howdy Hillsboro with panache.
Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everybody. We're on 97.9 No Point, The Hill. And we are joined with Josh Brinkman, our guest, and our wonderful stand-in host, Victoria Pace, who showed up, at the right time and the right place, or maybe the wrong time and the wrong place. I don't know.
I'm usually one or the other. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Let's talk about what's going on at Yonder Bard this week. Tonight, we are having the Dr. Eric's Medicine Show. And it's tonics and old-timey medicine drinks with the Orange County Historical Museum. I'm really screwing this up, but if y'all, it's going to be awesome. And if y'all want tickets, you can go to our website, Yonder's website. And that's going to be super fun. This Tuesday is open mic, the best open mic in all of North Carolina. Wednesday is songwriter's night. Thursday is jazz night with Catherine Whalen's Jazz Squad. Friday the 17th is the Auxiliary. We'll see what that is. Saturday is Fabulous Nightlife Boogie with our guest, Josh Brinkman on the sax. Yeah, and then next week we've got game night on the 22nd. 23rd is Thanksgiving. We will be closed. Friday, last Friday, live music with Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos. And the 25th Saturday is the Mystery Hillbillies. Which one of those are you going to come to, Victoria?
I think my diehard fan status of Mel Melton and the Mojos has probably been well noted on this show before. I will absolutely be at that.
Yeah.
And probably just at every other event. I don't know. All events at Yonder are great, but you can guarantee I'll be sleeping on the sidewalk outside before the opening on Mel Melton's show.
Yeah. Yeah. You're always kind of hanging around on the periphery.
Yeah. You know, lurking. Omnipresent.
That's how I think of you, a lurker. Do we have time for one more advice question? One more. Okay. Here's a quick one. Dear Alexis, I think this guy likes me, but I'm not sure. I work with him as a nurse at Duke. He's cute. Should I go for it? I think you already know the answer to that because you think he likes you. So the answer is yes, you should go for it. Victoria, what do you do when you think someone likes you?
Usually try to never see them again, I think is mostly the plan there. I think just have a conversation, see what happens. It sounds like you work together, so you're probably already having a conversation. So maybe try to stage some elaborate mix-up where you like follow them around for a few weeks, accidentally end up at the grocery store at the same time, drop your cheese in front of them, and then the rest
is love.
What is
that a euphemism for?
It's an interpreter's pleasure for that one.
I think that since she's a nurse, she should wear a slutty nurse outfit to work.
We're assuming she's not already.
I don't know. Those nurses at Duke are pretty slutty. Josh, how did you and your wife get together? Did she like you or did you like her? Or did you like each other?
Well, we've been married 20 years, so as
goodness
my
gracious.
Memory is, yeah. We met
I
in college.
I thought you were only 25.
We met in college. So, yeah, we were, I don't know, her roommate was in one of my classes, and we actually started hanging out as friends first, which I highly recommend.
Mm-hmm. Smoking those bong hits.
Yeah, well... Wait, what? I was kind of a nerd in college. We were friends first, and then we just started dating and went to grad school together. And we've been married 20 years this year.
Congratulations. Congrats. That's a heartwarming story.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Josh.
Yeah.
And putting up with Eric's crap. So, you know, we'll see you Saturday.
Putting up with Eric's crap, yeah.
Yeah.
I also want to plug my band, La Trois Chats, which plays here on Thursdays for Jazz Nights. There's actually four people, as Eric is reminding me. Yes, we can't count.
Yeah.
Our French and our math are horrible.
There's too many shots.
Yeah. We play gypsy jazz and 1920s, 1930s jazz.
Yeah, you played here this past Thursday. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's very energetic. We have Jody Miller on violin, who's amazing, and Robert Strigler on guitar, who sings and is a really good front man, and Finlay on bass. And it's really fun. It's a really fun project. So look for us on the calendar. I think December 28th is our next gig here. So
I don't know. I don't have access to that. All right. Victoria, thank you so much for sitting in.
Always. It's always nice to run into you guys and be on the show.
Yeah. All right. Until next week, you guys are all set.
I got some